Radio for the Zambia National Broadcasting Corporation. 0925 is the time on your public service broadcaster. A good morning to you all that are tuned into Radio 4 of the ZNBC. Welcome yet to another edition of the PMRC Corner. In the studio, I have the head of monitoring and evaluation, Mr. Kabondo Kabechani, to help us discuss another important and interesting and educative topic like every Thursday. To anchor the program, my name is Kachana Sinyani. Up to 9:50, we will be talking to Mr. Kabechani. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sir, how are you?
Very fine. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Hope that you've had a good week so far.
Definitely.
All right. Now, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has confirmed that, state power utility ZESCO, or Zambia Electricity Supply Corporation, has applied to increase its electricity tariffs by an average of 75%. The proposed agreement is with effect from May 1st, 2017. In its application, ZESCO wants to increase tariffs in two phases, starting with 50% on 1st May and a further 25% in September 2017. Now, this was confirmed by ERB Director of Consumer and Public Affairs, Agnes Peary. Following the ZESCO application, the ERB proceeded to consider the application of the tariff increase in line with the provisions of the law that governs electricity tariffs, determination, particularly as specified in the Electricity Act, Chapter 435 of the Laws of Zambia. It's amended, by Act Number 21 of 2003. The Electricity Act, ERB, proceeded to announce that it would be receiving written submissions from the public in view of ZESCO's application within the next 30 days as stipulated by law. With that background information, Mr. Kabechani, to start with, may you kindly define what an electricity tariff is and the implications of revising, these tariffs?
Right, thank you very much. An electricity tariff is basically the unit cost of purchasing electricity, usually measured in kilowatt hours. And so, of course, the implications of revising electricity tariffs largely depend on which direction the tariff takes. If the tariff goes up, of course, that implies that consumers of electricity have to pay more for electricity.
All right. Thank you so much. And to our dear listeners, you are tuned into today's edition of the PMRC Corner. That's a Policy Monitoring and Research Center Corner, and I am talking to Mr. Kabechani, Head of Monitoring and Evaluation. Now, what are, cost-effective tariffs? And are there any benefits to having cost, reflective, tariffs? What are they, first of all? And, of course, what are the benefits? And then after you've gone through the benefits, maybe we can see what comes in. Don't you think, this will actually push the cost of living upwards, considering that subsidies in the fuel, sector were removed, as we have talked about on this same show some time back?
Right. A cost-reflective tariff is one which reflects the true cost of supplying electricity and removes the reliance on state or the government subsidies to cover the variance between what we are currently paying and the true cost of supply of electricity. So you will find, like in our case, consumers are paying a tariff that is much lower than the actual cost of purchasing or generating electricity, and the various components that are involved in this process. You talk of generation, distribution, and supply of power. Of course, cost-reflective tariffs come with a variety of benefits. In our instance, the state-owned utility company ZESCO can earn additional income for expansion in generation, transmission, distribution, and supply infrastructure. Customers can have an effective service that eases load shedding. Minimal power disruptions, as you may know, tend to reduce the damage to electrical equipment and electrical infrastructure, also increase generation capacity, can satisfy local demand, and then the excess can be exported. And generally, being energy secure has immense benefits for industry and businesses, because it provides businesses an opportunity to conduct their business and production processes uninterrupted, and fosters effective planning.
All right, to you who is just joining us, I am talking to Mr. Kabondo Kabichani. He's head of monitoring and evaluation from Policy Monitoring and Research Center. And today we are indeed talking about the proposed increase in electricity tariffs, and he's shedding more light. He's first of all talked about, you know, what an electricity tariff is and the implications of revising these tariffs. And he has just talked about reflective tariffs and cost-reflective tariffs and what they are and the benefits that can come along with, you know, having cost-reflective tariffs. And of course, we also touched a bit on the fact that, you know, the subsidies were removed from, you know, in the fuel, you know, the sector. All right. Now, would you kindly briefly share with our listeners out there the state of the Zambian electricity sector and subsidies?
Right. There are a number of considerations when you look at the state of our electricity sector in this country. You will note that currently ZESCO is importing power from what we call independent power producers. These include Lunsemfwa, Kariba North Bank Extension Project, the Itezitezi Power Company. We have Dollar Energy and Mamba Core Power. And so in 2015 and 2016, government had paid for this cost. So coming to 2017, ZESCO has to pay this cost, and the cost is estimated at about $502 million. This is the cost of buying power from independent power producers. So the average cost of these purchases is estimated in US cents at about 11.04 per kilowatt hour, against an average selling price of 3.3 US cents per kilowatt hour. So there's a huge disparity in how much the state utility company ZESCO is paying for buying power from independent power producers, and what they are selling it to the Zambian people. So there's need to bridge this gap in costs, and of course this has implications of revising tariffs.
All right, and just for the sake of somebody who is just coming on board or probably have not followed us closely, we are indeed looking at, you know, the proposed agreement with which is with effect from 1st of May 2017. Now, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has indeed confirmed that state power utility company ZESCO has applied to increase its electricity tariffs by an average of about 75%. And of course, in its application, ZESCO wants to increase tariffs in two phases, starting with 50% on 1st of May and then a further 25% in September this year. And this was confirmed by ERB Director of Consumer and Public Affairs, that's Agnes Peary. And following the, you know, the ZESCO application, ERB proceeded to consider the application of tariff increase in line with provisions of the law that governs electricity tariff, you know, determination, and particularly as specified in the Electricity Act chapter number 435 of the laws of Zambia, as amended by Act number 21 of 2003. All right, we are still talking to Mr. Kabichani, and he has indeed talked about quite a lot of, you know, issues concerning today's topic. Now, do you think this is a problem? Why should ZESCO want to, you know, revise the electricity tariffs upwards? And if this is a problem, is an upward revision of electricity tariffs the only solution to ZESCO's problems?
Of course, of course not. That's just part of the solution. If you look at tariff reform experiences, particularly if you look at country experiences, you will see that tariff reform actually needs to be accompanied by improvements in the efficiency of state-owned enterprises such as ZESCO. So you look at issues to do with the importance of strengthening governance revenue collection and better exploiting the scale of economies to offset costs, of course, associated with inefficiencies. So in line with this, of course, there was a pronouncement from the Minister of Finance that the Zambian government plans to conduct a situational analysis of all state-owned enterprises under its portfolio with a view to recapitalize those that have a good business case. And so ZESCO is no exception to this assessment. And these are some of the things I think that needs to be tackled alongside tariff reform.
All right. And when it comes to other countries, like in the sub-Saharan Africa specifically, that have implemented electricity tariffs reform successfully, which ones are they? And how was this implemented? If you can give us one example, maybe.
Right. A good example of tariff reform that was successful on the African continent is Kenya. Kenya, of course, did reform their electricity sector. Energy price increases there were phased, and they did it over a period of 5 to 10 years.
All right, and we're still going on as we talk to Mr. Kabechani, Head of Monitoring and Evaluation at PMRC, that's Policy Monitoring and Research Center. We are indeed focusing our attention on the proposed, increase of electricity tariffs by ZESCO. All right, and we have indeed heard that it's been confirmed by ERB. All right, and we have got information that it is indeed going to be in two phases. The first will be an increase of 50%, and then later in September, the other part will come. Now, as we get to the close of our show, Mr. Kabechani, is PMRC doing any research on the possible economic and social effects of the electricity tariff reform? And if yes, how will this affect the poor? Do you have any recommendations to make to ZESCO and government as Policy Monitoring and Research Center?
Right. As a Policy Monitoring and Research Center, we have actually concluded a study on the distributional effects of electricity tariff adjustment on poor households and SMEs. And from our data, from our results, you will see that electricity subsidies benefit the rich more than the poor. The richest Zambians currently receive about five times more in subsidies than the poor. Given how this unfair subsidy is, I think a government's aim of reforming subsidies by the end of 2017 is the right move. Of course, there are a number of considerations that need to be taken to protect the poorest, of course, when subsidies are cut. And our conclusions are based on rigorous analysis that has formed part of our report, which we are due to release on subsidy reform. And these findings are very stark. They demonstrate the regressive nature of energy subsidies and the consequences, of course, of removing them. And then again, when you go back into our analysis, you see from the statistics that the wealthiest 20% of the Zambian population receive nearly 70% of all subsidies, whilst the poorest receive about 50% less than, you know, the 3% in the electricity subsidies. So, of course, poor households consume less electricity. The average consumption for the bottom 50 of households is around 226 kwacha per kilowatt hour. So if you compare this to the proposal of that ZESCO has put forward to raise the lifeline tariff to 312 kilowatt hours for all households, this shows, I think, that there's a difference and there's a need to reconsider these figures. So also, despite this poorer households spend more of their income on electricity. So removing subsidies again also has a higher proportional impact on poorer households. It could increase expenditure by up to 13% of their income compared to 6% for the wealthiest households. So our evidence is, of course, quite revealing. It highlights the challenges of withdrawing subsidies without increasing poverty. And, of course, there are measures that can be taken to alleviate the removal of subsidies. Some of the recommendations that we have made to ZESCO and the government is that they should firstly improve the way the subsidy is targeted. This is in reference to the lifeline tariff. So replacing the current universal lifeline policy with a targeted usage and hardship-based lifeline tariff policy that is only available to the poorest households, we think as an institution is the best way to go. The current lifeline policy extends subsidies to all electricity users regardless of income status. So the majority of the benefits accrue to the wealthiest households.
All right, now, are you done? Sorry.
No, we're still going.
Okay, I've got something that was going through my mind. Now, with that information that you've just given out, I'm looking at the poorer households. Do you think, an ordinary Zambian will easily understand, how this will affect their expenditure when it comes to their electricity, usage? Have you, as an organization, come up with any deliberate program, in place to just explain these things? Okay, of course, we've heard these things from the street, on the bus, they're saying no, but ZESCO, Baiki, La, 75%. Do you think the ordinary Zambian will really get this grasp, this information, and make good use of it and say it will affect them in this way? Or are there any, apart from this platform, do you think you've gone to down there to the grassroots level to just try and explain to the consumers, probably who might come from a lack of a better term, poorer households, just give them an understanding, a clearer view of really what is going on when it comes to this proposed electricity tariff increase or indeed upward adjustment?
Definitely. There's needs to do more other than these programs that we are running to disseminate information and give people information on tariff reform in this country. There's need for us as a country, not only as an institution, as a country, to do more. The media have a huge role to play. If you look at some of the key lessons in tariff reform, you will notice that a robust communication strategy with transparent access to information is very vital. You will talk about government collaborating with the media to make clear how regressive the nature of electricity subsidies are, with the rich benefiting the most. I mean, this is information that the media needs to take out there. And as PMRC, we've provided a platform by doing the work, and we hope to rely on the media to disseminate our findings from research. So now, also getting back to the recommendations, since you cut me short.
Sorry.
Yes. One of the recommendations, the other recommendations is, of course, ZESCO has proposed to increase the lifeline tariff from 100 kilowatt hours to 300 kilowatt hours. So this needs to be lowered, as it is currently skewed towards benefiting the wealthiest households. So ZESCO's proposals imply over 50% of households will exceed the lifeline rate, including many wealthy households. So it could be better to align the rate to average use of the poorest households and then set the upper limit to, say, around 225 kilowatt hours. The other issue is removal of the fixed monthly charge that ZESCO charges. This fixed non-metered charge rate currently only benefits wealthy households again. So from our research, it shows that the rate leads to cross subsidization of wealthy households and under usage by poor households, of course, effectively foregoing even the 100 kilowatt hours that they're offered. So this needs to be, I think, removed and then replaced with a mechanism that works with a sliding scale, so that those who consume more electricity are able to pay more electricity. Beyond these recommendations, of course, we had done initially an interim report that we sent out to the media and our stakeholders on some of the key lessons, of course, that the government and ZESCO need to look at before revising tariffs. And some of them included tariff reform being part of a comprehensive reform plan. For example, if we're going to reform tariffs in the electricity sector, we should also ensure that we do this side by side with increasing capacity. We also talked about phasing energy increases, of course, over a longer period of time. This is to give people a chance to adjust and businesses to adjust, as well as targeted mitigating measures to protect the poor. Of course, social cash transfers. You noticed from the 2017 budget, we had an increase of allocation to social cash transfers. What remains, of course, is to ensure that these social cash transfers actually reach the targeted beneficiaries. We also talked about energy pricing being depoliticized and, you know, giving this responsibility exclusively to independent bodies to look at energy pricing. I've already alluded to the issue of improving governance issues at state-owned enterprises. It should not end at adjusting tariffs. We need to look at how best we can make institutions like ZESCO more efficient. What is it that we need to do? Should the institution be unbundled? Of course, our recommendations to government are against privatizing our state-owned utility, ZESCO, but there are other measures that we can take to make ZESCO more efficient.
All right. Unless otherwise there is something else you'd like to let our listeners know, I'd like to find out, for the sake of our listeners, especially that person that's listening to us for the very first time today, there could be something that we haven't touched on today. This is a very sensitive and serious issue that people would want probably more information on, but in the interest of time, how can they contact you? Where are you located? Is Policy and Monitoring Research Center. Are you found on any social media, you know, platforms like that the listener can actually use to contact you with any other questions that they might have?
Right. To our dear listeners, we are located in Kablonga on Sabre Road, 36C, Sabre Road. Other than that, we have a Facebook presence, PMRC Zambia. Our Twitter handle, hashtag PMRC Zambia. We are found on LinkedIn. Also, our website, www.pmrczambia.com. You will find most of our works, our publications there. And also, if you have time, if you're in Kablonga and you need to find out any issues pertaining to tariff reform, you can always walk into the office and we'll give you the information that you need.
To that person that would like to call you via phone?
Via phone, we have our phone numbers on our Facebook page.
All right.
On mobile, we have 0979-015660. Anybody can reach us on that line.
All right. And there is also 260 to you, that's across at Lusaka for the sake of your area code, 211-268385. All right, this has been today's PMRC Corner on ZMBC Radio 4. I have been talking to Mr. Akabo Ndokabechani, Head of Monitoring and Evaluation. And we have been looking at the proposed increased electricity tariffs as proposed by ZESCO. And the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has indeed confirmed this, that the state power utility, ZESCO, has applied to increase its electricity tariffs by an average of 75%. The proposed agreement is with effect from 1st May 2017. And in this application, ZESCO wants to increase tariffs in two phases, starting with 50% on 1st of May and a further 25% in September still this year. This was confirmed by ERB Director of Consumer and Public Affairs, Agnes Peary. Following the ZESCO application, the ERB proceeded to consider the application of tariff increase in line with the provisions of the law that governs electricity tariff determination, particularly as specified in the Electricity Act, Chapter 435 of the Laws of Zambia, as amended by Act Number 21 of 2003, the Electricity Act. Okay, now ERB proceeded to announce that it would be receiving written submissions from the public in view of the ZESCO application within the next 30 days as stipulated by law. We come to the end of the program for today. Join us next week. Mr. Akabondo Kabechani, thank you so much for making time to come through on the program today.
Thank you very much. And just a point of correction, our land phone, our landline is +260 211 269 717.
All right.
Thank you to our listeners.
All right. Thank you so much, our dear listeners. And Mr. Kabechani, thank you so much for coming to shed more light on the topic that we had today. My name is Kachana Sinyani. Until next week, it's goodbye.